Can you tell us what the Mont-Pelerin Society actually is, Vicky?
I'd be very pleased to do so. The Mont-Pelerin Society is an academy of people interested in classical liberal thought, and we meet regularly to keep this body of thought, which dates back 250 years, to bring it up to date and make it a living and interesting body of thought. And we do this because we believe that it is essential for preserving our freedom.
The Mont-Pelerin Society was founded by Friedrich Hayek. We all know him because he wrote, after the Second World War, he wrote A Road to Serfdom, warning against the world against socialism. Now, socialism has been discredited 15 years ago, but you're convinced that we're still on the road to serfdom. Why is that?
Well, I think we're still on the road to serfdom because although communism is dead and socialism, hardcore socialism, is also dead, we still have many forms of soft socialism around. And funnily enough, they derive their justification in forms of Marxist thinking, perhaps unconscious Marxist thinking.
What kind of ideologies are you thinking of then?
Well, I'm thinking of things, for instance, many people believe that free and voluntary exchange is unequal, and if it's unequal, it's unfair. And now this leads to all sorts of ideas about exploitation. It leads to ideas that you need legislation to protect the worker, perhaps, against the employer, to protect the consumer against powerful multinationals. The idea that free and voluntary exchange is unequal and therefore unfair is a wrong idea. Free and voluntary exchange is with mutual benefit as long as there's competition. And competition is essential. But it's one of these ideas that sort of generates a lot of legislation, which is not useful.
Yeah. Certainly at the European level, people are also convinced of this need to make partners in economic exchange more equal.
Yes, and also they're very anxious to harmonize things across Europe. Tax legislation, work regulation, health regulations, all sorts of things. And it's exactly the same idea. It's that if you have unequal conditions, you can't have fair trade.
Mm-hmm. Are these people, in a sense, influenced by Marxism, or is there something else?
Well, they've got Marxism is one thing, but the state, who of course we also, you can call him Leviathan, the state likes to reassure the population and get consent of the governed by the fact that it's there helping them along in life. And I do believe that the state, Leviathan, plays on our fears. And modern life is full of fears. And we fear unemployment, and we fear sickness, and we fear old age, and we fear all sorts of things, being mugged in the street. And Leviathan comes along and says, don't worry, don't worry, I can help. So we give Leviathan a bigger and bigger mandate. And I fear that Leviathan is not a disinterested party, and he's quite anxious to keep feeding our fears so that he can think up new fears and new mandates.
Now, many people would actually like somebody to take care of their fears, isn't it?
Well, if they do so, they are sacrificing their freedom. And in my opinion, people who live a responsible life can handle most of these fears. There are, of course, rational fears and irrational fears, but a lot of the fears that we have of the future, the uncertainty, can actually be handled with insurance and contracts. Private contracts can handle most of our fears.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.